No matter what time of the day it is, like there's those kind of people who will join and fail, and then there's those cowards who never even try. So you know which side of that team you're on. But let's go back to the Civil War in the United States of America. So you know when the South was really close to losing the war, there had to be a bunch of dudes that were just,
dude, I'm going to switch teams, man.
And it's like wearing the other team's jersey underneath your shirt when you're at a football game and your team's about to lose or something. I don't know. Any hizzles. I'm watching an episode of Perry Mason the other day. Fucking Raymond Burr. Rayman Burr. And he's not even in the episode. But in the 80s fashion, they put in 5 supermodels. And the 6th supermodel is Kathy Ireland. And she's the main character. And I was like, well, I guess Perry's on vacation or some shit. You never know about this stuff, you know? But I got a little soundbite that might make you laugh. Let's see what I got here.
Ms. Morrison, why did you lie about your relationship with Ms. Walters?
Our relationship between my daughter and myself is nobody's business but ours.
Did David Morrison know he had a daughter?
I told him yes.
After your divorce?
Yes.
And did he believe he had a child?
No! He went so far as to accuse me of lying to get him back.
Isn't it true?
That every once in a while, you get down and out. You're like down on your luck. I don't know what to call it. This is the down and out. What?
Oh, didn't get out of town by the time they got there, there'd be some serious fucking shit going down. So, of course, I got in the fucking Le Mans and fucking drove down the coast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, ready, ready, ready. Here it is, here it is. Now, this is me on 124th Street. Now, when does someone work too much to enjoy the money that they've made? You know what I'm saying, people? Like, this one cat, he's doing really good, even in films, and he decides, I need to take a break, because things are getting fucked up where I'm at. We're doing too much drugs and shit. So then he goes and moves in with Timothy Leary. And Timothy's getting some acid from all around the country, and he starts juicing this guy through a syringe, and he would just stare at him and watch the tests go down, I suppose you would call it. Anyways, let's hear this one. It's going through his head.
Okay, Timothy Leary just shot you up with a shitload of this new batch of LSD that someone sent him from some college. So just hang tight for the next 8 hours.
I'm not feeling anything yet.
Okay, Charlie. Pressure okay.
You starting to hallucinate?
Man, and then right after that is when it starts to come in hardcore. So you're tripping balls. And then he starts playing this music on top of it. You're like, dude, what are you doing? Just listen to the psycho fucking music. Anyway, so if robots build cars and they could clean houses and they could flip burgers now, do they, like, where's this all gonna go? Like, you know, with the robot, I need a robot. I want a robot to clean my house. Other guys, like, I want a sex robot. This, that, the other. Well, here's what they thought in the 70s, which is pretty cool.
Call it 717 because it's the seventh model of the original. You know what the original was?
Oh.
A Mickey Mouse robot I built when I was 5.
How many other things can it do?
Well, almost everything a man can do if you program it with these black boxes here. Why don't you design a new black box for whatever you want it to do?
Uh-huh. Boy. Could my wife ever use it?
Everybody can use a robot, Lieutenant. There are a lot of annoying jobs that people don't like to do that robots will be doing someday.
Listen, talking about annoying jobs, you like dogs, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Would you do me a favor? Would you and the robot take care of my dog? I got a lot of things to do, and the dog doesn't like to be alone.
Sure.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Fucking, there's a lot of annoying jobs that people don't like to do that robots could do. Oh, that's... Yeah, I guess that's where it is going. They've known it from 1970. Alright. So, I'm gonna tell you a real quick one. I'm hanging on my lanai in Hawaii. And me and my friend Pablo are about to go over to my other friend Rob's house for his birthday party. And for some reason, we start talking about kids' names. And Pablo looks at me and he goes, I think the dumbest kid's name I've ever heard is Hunter. And I'm like, Pablo, you know we're going to Rob's house today? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, that's his son's name. Hunter, so maybe keep that to yourself when we go over to Rob's today. Oh shit. So I think when it comes to California, you can take a heart out or you can take a hiatus, but you can't never leave.
Welcome to Hotel California.
Mrs. Spencer, Dollar Street.
We've spoken on the phone.
I can't get so much as a beer in this hotel.
I told you, no alcohol.
I don't like being treated like a child.
If, when this is over, you are a free man, you can have 1,000 drinks of anything you like. Until then, try iced tea.
Getting shunned from the goods. Okay. Well, that was pretty hot. But I'll tell you what. Here it is. I call this one Wine Talk with the Family. Is that a Pinot Grigio or is that a Cabernet Sauvignon? You know what I'm saying? It's Wine Talk with the Family.
I thought you'd be here. Only a fanatic works on Sunday.
My dear little brother, would you care for a sip of the wine that made Carsini famous?
I'd rather have some wine that made Carsini rich.
Oh, I see. We're going to have to listen to the same tired old harangues.
Adrian, I need some money.
You know, Rick, you are so remarkably gauche, it pains me to feel we have the same blood coursing through our veins.
Oh!
I'm getting married.
Yeah. So now you're thinking, I probably have the same kind of problems with my family.
He gave you the cash, but he gave me this property. Now, you've blown the money. I've let you run this place because I thought, well, maybe you can make a go of it. But no, no. You're just like he was.
Our father was a good man. A good Italian. He provided the wine. My mother was English. She provided the breeding. Your mother, on the other hand, appears to have been responsible for all the coarser sides of your nature.
I'll overlook that remark.
You would be wise to do exactly that. Now, I'm in rather a hurry. I have three gentlemen in the tasting room who are about to make me the man of the year in our industry. There's a rather splendid wine auction in New York City tomorrow, and I intend to be there.
I'm selling the land.
What?
The Marino brothers have made me an offer. I'm accepting it.
Marino brothers. The Marino brothers.
Gallo. Romarino Brothers! 69 cents a gallon, Marino Brothers! They don't make wine! They don't even make good mouthwash!
But they make money, huh?
I mean, you snobs can drink your wine, but I want the cash!
To squander on fast cars and faster women?
Don't talk about spending. You don't know this, but I've kept a complete record of all the company money that you spend on wines that are so fancy and expensive that you never drink them. At least I know how to have fun with money.
You're an adolescent imbecile, Rick.
That is kind of a burn on him. He's like, at least I know how to have fun with fucking money, dude. You're just fucking douche.
You buy wine that you would never drink. Yeah, that does sound kind of wrong.
It's an investment. This bottle's an investment. Anyways, I got a new one up my sleeve.
Ooh. Something about getting fired from a job. Never fun.
Oh, Chris, great. Here. It's beautiful. Everyone, this morning I asked a very special lady to share life with me. And I know you're all going to be as happy as I am that she's agreed. Ladies and gentlemen, the future Mrs. Mark Stratton, the very, very lovely Charlotte Grant.
How wonderful.
How wonderful.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Mimi says Charlotte's getting my dressing room.
I was going to tell you.
Chris, it really only makes sense. After all, Charlotte's going to be working a lot more, and she's going to need a bigger dressing room.
And I'm not?
We decided to make a few changes in the storyline.
So the rumors are true?
Yeah, starting with tomorrow's script.
Mark is giving you ideas for the show.
Wait a second. Chris, this is an entire new storyline just for you.
Go on, I can't wait.
Okay. Now, we have a fight in prison, and you go on a ski trip up to Aspen to forget. But there's an avalanche.
Am I frozen indefinitely?
No, it's even better. By the time the rescue team finds you, you're brain dead. Flatline. The doctors have to put you on complete life support. And Chris, the women, they're going to cry their eyes out worrying when you're going to recover.
And when is that?
Isn't that great? Like, you know, you're probably going to have to find a new job in television.
Makes me laugh. Anyway, I, just like the Pied Piper, led rats through the streets. We danced like marionettes, swaying to the sound of the symphony of destruction. Ta-da, ta-da, bam, 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 man. Ta-da. All right, you guys. That was a little joke show. Just had to get rid of some sound bites. Hope you dug it.